How are you doing?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
I'm good. You can hear me just fine?
I can, yep.
All right, then we're on the same page. All right, I'm talking to Adam, correct?
That's right, yep.
Adam Gontier?
Yes.
Do you speak French?
No. No, I probably should, but I don't.
Oh, I was really kind of hoping you'd say something in French, but whatever. This whole interview is ruined.
I can say oui.
Beautiful. Yeah. You just did it. So how are things? How's life? What's going on? What you doing? You have a new album.
Yeah, I have a new record out. Yeah, things are good. Yeah, just at home. Going to be at home for the next month or so and probably be out on the road here shortly.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to be able to spend the holidays with the fam?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
So what's in store for 2020 then? Yeah, I mean, we got May coming up, which is the loudest month of rock. Are you going to think you're going to be part of any of the big festivals, or are you going to kind of go out and do your own thing, or what?
No, I think the plan for us is definitely to do the festivals in 2020, as many as we can, and you know, get out on the road with, you know, maybe with another band, or, you know, right now we're just, we don't have any dates, specific dates locked in, but we're just, you know, waiting on that. So I don't think it'll be too long before we know exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So your new album just came out, actually, just like a couple weeks ago, Flawed Design. So I was reading up on said album, and gosh, I like looked at it at some of the collaborations, and I saw a couple of my friends on the list, Dustin from Starset, Keith Wallen, who I know he plays in Breaking Benjamin, but I know him from his very first band, Copper. Mm-hmm. And then your current song with Sully, Sharon Denadel. So my question being, you got these great collaborations. If you could collaborate with someone outside of rock, who would it be?
Geez, that's a good question. Outside of rock.
I mean, you're more than welcome to say the best singer-songwriter ever on the planet, Mr. Richard Marx.
Right. He is actually probably one of the greatest songwriters ever. I like Richard Marx. Yeah, no, I a producer that I worked with years ago on 3 Days Grace stuff actually introduced me to Richard Marx years ago, and yeah, really nice guy, and he's written so many great songs. But I'm gonna say if I could collaborate with anybody outside of rock, that would be my mom, because she's a jazz piano player, and she's got a jazz quartet, and she's an amazing singer. So if there was a collaboration that I could do that I'd actually enjoy doing outside of rock, it would be something jazzy with my mom.
Oh my gosh, you just like made my, I'm a mom, so of course you just made my heart like go just a little flutter. I'm serious. Now I'm gonna take that little comment and I'm gonna isolate it and I'm gonna send that to your mom for Mother's Day.
Yeah. That's perfect. You get me out of getting a gift. That would be awesome.
All right, Adam. Well, you know, do you like doing these interviews?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really do. It's I definitely don't take any of this kind of stuff for granted. I know a lot, you know, I obviously, you know a lot of people in the industry, and a lot of people do tend to take it for granted, you know, and don't enjoy talking about stuff. But, I mean, the fact that people are at all interested in what I do for a living, or you know, the music that I make, just the fact that people want to find out more about it is, it's awesome. So to talk about it, I love doing it, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, sometimes interviews are too early and this and that, but, you know, it's a small price to pay for the job that I get to do every day, you know.
That's good. That's a good answer. I'm just, it's so funny because people should, you know, be like, Shadow, you got an awesome job. You get to, you know, talk to these rock stars. And I really just don't like doing interviews. Like, it always makes me so nervous that, you know, like, I feel like my collaboration question was probably my cliche question. But, like, when I interview somebody, I am more interested about hearing about maybe, you know, what you're binge watching or what your favorite pizza toppings are. And, you know, like more like personal details than, you know, I mean, yes, I love to hear about the music too, but I like to hear about other little things. So that being said, what are you binge watching, or do you even binge watch anything?
I do. Yeah. I tend to watch when I'm home and not on the road. I tend to watch, binge watch a lot of stuff. You know, I mean, we're in our house, we always have something on the background. And usually that is because we have a 2-year-old son. Usually like something like Family Guy is on in the background. And that's just a show that, I mean, I've seen every episode, and I know it's not for everybody. So, but you know, that aside, I tend to like pretty dark sort of comedy series and stuff. The last thing I binge watched that I can remember was Barry with Bill Hader on HBO.
What was it called?
Barry. As in Barry Stock, my old guitar player. Barry.
Oh, I've never actually heard of that.
It's really great.
So, anytime I talk to an artist, I always find something new to binge watch, I swear, because I do. I over ask that question. But it come to find out that a lot of artists like dark comedies or like serial killer stuff on Netflix, or they're watching Forensic Files. I'm like, what kind of group did I get myself into?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely guilty of that too. I mean, I watch that stuff usually, in a, you know, if I'm in a hotel or whatever, Forensic Files seems to just always be on. So I tend to find myself watching that often too.
Yeah, has your son gotten into any? He's 2, so has he gotten into any of the real fun, like Peppa Pig or what's the other one? Paw Patrol.
Yeah, he's into the backyard again because they sing a lot. There's a lot of music there, right? So he digs that. But yeah, he likes Paw Patrol as well. I mean, always a go-to with him is Elmo's World. I think is the big one. You know, he's a big Elmo fan.
Oh my gosh, really? Oh, Elmo creeps me out. I don't know what it is about Elmo, but he like actually scares me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've heard crazier things. He is kind of creepy. He's this weird little monster that doesn't really speak proper English, so it's kind of strange.
Exactly. Well, if your kid ever gets into Peppa Pig, I will suggest one thing. If you ever are in an area where Peppa Pig, the show, comes to your town, your kid will probably end up loving it and will be none the wiser as you sit there and laugh your ass off, because it is quite possibly the most ridiculous thing that they've ever put on a stage.
Is that right? I girl, wouldn't doubt it. Oh. I have watched it a couple times with him, and I haven't been able to, you know, I'll turn it off halfway through because there's something about that show that I can't handle. But I do know Kale, my cousin/bass player in St. Estonia, him and his kids, they watch Peppa Pig all the time.
Well, you can if you can't handle it, you can suggest it to him. I never saw so many parents trying to do, you know, the laugh where they're trying to conceal their laugh, but you can see like the whole crowd bouncing up and down because they're dying of laughter. That's kind of what that show is like. So
well, yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna have to Google if Peppa Pig's coming to town.
Good, there you go. All right, well, it's been fun chatting. I'm glad I've got my my one, you know, artist question in, but it's good to know, you know, what you binge watch and all that fun stuff. And
yeah, I would say if you do like Bill Hader and his style of, you know, comedy and that sort of thing, it's pretty dark. It's not very super funny, but it's good if you like.
I do like dark comedies. I think one of my favorites of all time isn't a TV show, but it's a movie. And that would be Natural Born Killers. And I think a lot of people don't even think that that's a comedy, but really it kind of is.
Oh yeah. That was one of my favorite movies, you know, when I was, I don't know, 14 or 15, 16, right around there. Spent many nights kind of out of our minds watching that movie. Good one.
Yes, we did too, because I'm about the same age as you, but we all have to grow up sometime. So
exactly.
And now's that time.
Right.
Well, awesome. Can't wait to hear about the tour coming up in 2020. I'm sure that you'll at least be within the vicinity of Springfield, Missouri, which is where we're at right now. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds for St. Ansonia.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Bye.